off and running here. Hour two of Sports Talk on WWLAMFM.com. Our home each and every Thursday, Hooters on Vets and Metairie. Time for my favorite segment, one of my favorite guys in radio, period. View from Vegas, brought to you by Harris Gulf Coast in Biloxi. Vegas runner, pro bettor and handicapper at thebigmoves.com. VR, how you doing? You ready to cash some tickets?
Absolutely, brother. Now we've had a good amount of time this week to prepare, and more importantly, no college football except for that Army-Navy game, which I can tell you real quickly, I bet the over. I bet over 39.5. Last I saw last night, it was at 40. So you can still get that number if you agree with me. But otherwise, it's all NFL, man. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, and look, speaking of that Army-Navy game, my dad being an Army retired Army officer, he will be all in on that. I know he loves the Army Black Knights, obviously. It spent some time up there in West Point. And, of course, me being a former Marine, I still pull for Army, to be honest with you. And I just sent my son to the Army about 3 weeks ago, so I got to pull for Army. Yeah. So, anyway, in the National Football League, look, last week I was talking to you on Twitter, and I was asking your thoughts on the Green Bay-Arizona game. It was a spread of like 13 or 14 points. And I know you kind of – I think you kind of told me you'd probably stay away from it, but I just had this gut. I was like, man, that's just a lot of points for a Packers team that's struggling. And subsequently they lost to Arizona and they fired their coach.
Yeah, and last week I'll tell you, that game along with a couple of the other big favorites really – made it a big weekend for the sports books. Because you got to remember, a big part of the betting action, the handle, is parlays, teasers, and a lot of times they'll tease those big money lines on those big favorites. They'll tie up five or six of them, thinking that, you know, teams of 8-point favorites or higher won't lose the game outright. And a lot of times they're right, and they'll cash those, you know, 4, 5, 6 team parlays that way. But every once in a while, man, one of those big favorites goes down, and it completely wipes out everything. I mean, every money line parlay and every teaser they have written. And that's exactly what happened last week, because there were a lot of big favorites that did not get the money, and some of them exactly that didn't even cover with the 7 points on a teaser.
VR, I want to get the pulse of Vegas and such. After last Thursday, the Cowboys shut down the Saints offense. They beat them 13-10. How is Vegas reacting to that in terms of any kind of Super Bowl future for the Saints?
I mean, listen, that couldn't have been a better result for the sportsbook. They couldn't have scripted it any better if they would have drew it out themselves. And because everybody was on the Saints, and more importantly, it was all tied into the over. I mean, they had just as much, almost as much straight bets on the over as on the side, which is so rare for that to happen. But people just thought it was automatic. Saints, prime time, you know, they're on the road, but they're not playing, you know, outdoors in the cold. So everything's prime for them to put up a bunch of points and Dallas to be a good dance partner. But it didn't work out that way for the bettors. And the books cleaned up. Now, as far as changing anything, no. I mean, we had it going into last week, and it's the same going into this week. It's 1A and 1B. It's the Saints and the Rams as far as the favorites in the NFL. And then pretty much everyone else, meaning in the AFC, you have it's going to go Kansas City and New England, which is the norm. And then you backed it up with teams like the Chargers, the Steelers, and that hasn't really changed within the last few weeks. I mean, you may see one team move up a little or, you know, come down a spot, up a spot, but it's been right there. That the where we're going to see the fluctuation is in that mid-range, I think, with those teams that are around that 6-6, with so many teams hovering around that mark, who's going to make it to the playoffs, who's not going to make it to the playoffs. I think those will move significantly, as opposed to the top tier, because I don't think too much is going to happen the final few weeks, and nothing happened last week to really shake up the top that much. I mean, sure, the Saints lost the game, but after winning that many in a row, and more importantly, covering that many in a row against the Vegas number, and when you're sitting at 10-2 after 12 games and 9-3 against the spread, you really can't argue. You've had one great year. So Vegas isn't really going to knock you for losing a game, especially on the road. And more importantly, against a team that's probably going to end up making the playoffs in Dallas, who's sitting now at 7-5 and in the driver's seat in the NFC East.
Our view from Vegas right now, brought to you by Harrah's Gulf Coast in Biloxi with Vegas runner, pro bettor, and handicapper at thebigmoves.com, at Greek_gambler. And VR, are you going to be in New Orleans anytime soon?
No, I'm actually coming next spring, for sure, right after the new year, probably right after March Madness. As soon as March Madness is over, we plan on coming down for a little bit.
Beer's on me, all right, when you get in
time. My pleasure.
All right, VR, let's get to how you want to handle this with no college football. In terms of, you want to give your top three NFL plays or six?
Yeah, I got three strong plays, man. We could throw in that Army-Navy over, but I'll give three NFL.
Okay.
And these are ones I already bet, and actually these are some of the strongest plays I think I'm going to have throughout the whole weekend. Two for Sunday, one Monday night.
All right.
All right, let's start off. At the top, Baltimore and Kansas City. Bottom line, I'll be quick, man. This total's just way too high, and that's why it's coming down. The recreational bettors, they're going to bet it over. You see Kansas City, you think points right away. But believe it or not, only 7 of the 12 games have gone over, even though they score 37 points a game. And they don't have a very good defense. So that just tells you that the sportsbooks have done a really good job of posting high numbers for this team. And after back-to-back overs, they put this one a little bit too high. And Baltimore may even have a problem with Flacco at QB, who's not 100%. So throw that in for an added bonus. So we're going to go under in Baltimore, Kansas City. That's around 52 right now. And then Denver at San Francisco, I absolutely love the 49ers here, man. I bet them when it opened. As soon as it opened, it was at +5.5. I took 5.5. I took 5. And even this morning, I took 4.5 again. I just think this is a terrible spot for the Denver Broncos, who have been winning with smoke and mirrors, man. I got lucky with them. I had them against Pittsburgh. Sure, they won that game, man. Right, but that was a game they should not have won. If it wasn't for 4 turnovers by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's exactly what Denver has done. Over the last 3 weeks, they are +8 in turnovers. You're going to cover and win football games when that happens, but you can't sustain that where you're not turning the ball over at all. They've had 1 turnover in 3 weeks, and yet you get 9 of them. That's got to give, and especially off a San Fran team that's been turning it over and hasn't forced a turnover in 5 weeks. So I think we're going to win that battle there. That's just progression versus regression. And don't look deep into that San Francisco getting blown out at Seattle. They're at home here, and I like them against Denver getting 4 points. You don't even need the points. I think San Francisco wins the game outright. Also, the first half, you're getting +3 for a line that's 4 for the game, getting +3 for the first half, extra value. You can't beat it. Just throwing it out there, you almost have to play it blindly. And finally, the third pick, Monday Night Football, we're going to go with the dog, the Minnesota Vikings, and it has nothing to do with Zimmer as a dog. Granted, he's been money as an underdog going back to 2014. He's covered almost 63%. I don't believe in trends like that. Eventually, markets, they're pretty efficient, and more times than not, they'll correct themselves. I think this is a case of Seattle just being overvalued and people remembering what they saw last. And what they saw last is a Seattle team that all of a sudden – looks like they're going to make the playoffs when everyone was betting season win totals under. They opened 8 under, and it got bet to 7.5 under for season wins. So this wasn't even expected to be an 8-8 football team, but they've won 3 in a row and covered 3 in a row. But look who they beat: San Francisco, who I touched on, Carolina, and Green Bay. And we know Green Bay just isn't the Green Bay of old. I like Minnesota catching points here. This is almost a must-win game for them. Who was sitting at 6-5. Real disappointment this year for Minnesota, but all they got to do is get to the playoffs, and it's a new season. I like them +3 here. So we're going to go under 52, Baltimore, Kansas City, San Francisco +4, and Minnesota +3 for this week's 3 picks.
What do you got on the who's going to win the Heisman?
I still got to go with Tua. Now you're just getting more value. Listen, prior to last Saturday, before last Saturday's games, if you wanted to bet Tua, you had to bet 500 to win 100. It was 400 on Friday. On Saturday, he was -500 to win 100. After Saturday, all of a sudden, Murray's now the favorite, where Murray last Saturday, you got back almost 3-1 on your money. You could have put up 100 and got back 300 on Murray. Now you got to put up 2 to win 1. What a huge swing. So I get it. The betting market believes Murray's a lock for it to move that significantly. But Tua's been solid favorite the entire way. I'm not going to jump off now. If I had to lay 5 to win 1 on him last week, and 5 days later I'm able to put up 1 and get back plus 150, 180 on Tua, my money's got to be on him. Win or lose, I think it's a good bet.
What about the national championship game? Is it Clemson and Alabama?
That's what I want to see. They're the best two teams in college football, but they usually never give us what we want to see, man. Someone throws a wrench in, and it's because over 60 minutes of football, there's a lot of randomness. I sound like a broken record, but it's true. That's why in the NBA, in Major League Baseball, in NHL, the best teams usually win it because they have to play 5- and 7-game series and more than times than not, randomness is eliminated a little more than in a 60-minute game. But I just hope Notre Dame doesn't get to the championship. I have nothing personal against Notre Dame, but I can tell you right now there's about 5 or 6 teams that would be favored over Notre Dame on a neutral field that isn't Alabama or Clemson. I'm talking Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Oklahoma. Those would all be favored over Notre Dame on a neutral field. So I hope over a 60-minute course of a football game that there isn't some turnovers, some missed calls, and Notre Dame's playing in the national championship, because I think we should see Alabama versus Clemson. They're the best two teams in college football. That's the game that I want to see. I hope that's the game they give us. So we'll find out. But like I said, usually there's a wrench thrown in there and someone spoils the party.
How'd you do last week, VR?
Overall for the week, I had a good weekend. On the show, no, I don't think so. We did it real early, I remember, a Monday or Tuesday, the segment. I hadn't put in a lot of bets yet, but I ended up having a winning week overall. If I could repeat 2018, man, I pray. This has been my best year in probably a decade as far as the entire 12 months. And trust me, over that 12 months, it's a 500% return on the starting bankroll, but I've had the overcome a lot of losing stretches, and that's a perfect example of even during your most profitable years, if you're not able to overcome those bad weeks or bad months, you're never going to get a chance to make it to the long run and have that edge materialize in the profit. So please stay consistent with your bet size. That's the number one thing that beats bettors, even those with access to winning information. They bet so much based on their bankroll, your risk of ruin is so high that no winning percentage is going to help you and stop your money from being lost. So stay consistent. Bet small based on your bankroll. These games ain't going anywhere. You could get your bankroll in action every single day. There's no need to bet more than you should on any one game. Too much randomness involved in 60 minutes.
VR, I think you're on this show during the football season this year. I think you're at an all-time high at like 68%. So
yeah, I'm up there, man. I had a great season. I tell you, I love doing your segment, man. You guys are awesome, the listeners as well. And that's why I try to bring actionable information as well, because it's good to have a winning weekend of picks. But I know most guys are betting every single day and betting their own stuff and all. So hopefully they could learn a little and do good with their own stuff and then have a couple winners for me and end up beating their books in the long run.
VR, good stuff, man. We appreciate it. View from Vegas, brought to you by Harris Gulf Coast and Blux. We'll talk to you next week.